Okay, so let's start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, and then the four measurables in English and in Tibetan. I found the first base sheet in the white prayer book. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chede Dewe Gyudong Denpa Juchi Dunya Dondu Nyagi bottom of the first pink sheet. Let's chant the two mantras at the bottom. Chen Reizig's mantra 8 times and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, now the children are welcome to go to their classes. Yeah. If you've never been to the center, would you please accompany your child and find out where to pick up your child? Fill out a survey form. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Maybe begin with some meditation. Okay, we'll do some meditation together. So some of you already know this meditation is called 9-round breathing meditations. 9-round breathing meditations. Some of you are here first time, so then maybe I would like to explain this a little bit before we do the meditations, 9-round breathing meditation. So the purpose of this meditation, 9-round breathing meditation, is to get rid of what we call in Tibetan word we call lung roll. So this is all for sake of knowledge, okay? Sake of knowledge. So then hoping that, you know, you can share with other people, when they ask you, do you know about meditation? You can say, yes, I do know about meditations. Then you can teach them, you know, like, this technique, how to deal with, you know, this is like to eliminating lung, that literally means wind. Lung means wind. So in this case, you know, it's not that wind that we are familiar with, you know, they blow something. This is more like energy, okay? Subtle energy, lung. Roll, that's been wasted, not been useful, it's been wasted, you know, probably damaged. So then somehow, you know, whether there's like positive energy or negative energy, it goes through our channels. So then it gets stuck. It gets stuck in our channels, you know. So according to Vajrayana teachings, there are like 72,000 channels in with our body. Because of those channels, so all the movements, blinking, the moving, all this, you know, things that goes in, things that goes out, also been done by this energy, like channels, 72,000 channels. So now energy, I think this is all sake of knowledge. So then every thought that comes with energy, every thought, according to Vajrayana teachings, every thought, we cannot separate that. So now the bottom line is like, not like able to pull all your mental energy into one object. That's how all this energy get wasted or damaged. So then it's called wasteful energies. So they stuck into our channels and also cause physical discomfort. So that contribute mental discomfort. So this 9-round breathing meditation is the technique, so that helps you to eliminate that, how to get rid of that. So then, not with 100% confidence, I'm saying this, like, not the first part, it could help reduce stress. Difference between stress and energy. If the stress is form of energy, this is like form of negative energy, then this meditation will help, okay? So then at least, you know, when in the future, if somebody asks you, do you know meditations, at least you are passing, you are giving them some instructions that's already been taught. I'm just here repeating them. It's already been taught, already been tested, produce good result. So at least there's something to feel good about. That at least that, you know, you teach them something that has been taught long time ago. even though you don't feel good about explaining these instructions, because I do this meditation all the time. It's not like that, no. In my case, I don't do this meditation all the time. You should be honest. But I do time to time. I do, you know, so like... So now anyway, so this is very easy to learn, easy to learn. So this is a wonderful part of the class, that you are learning something. Then you learn something, then you do, then you get benefit. Instead of hoping, oh, Gisela will do meditation, then maybe I will get benefit. It's not like that. You know, we learn, and we know each one of us learn, so then we exercise that, then each one of us get benefit. Okay? So, every breathing meditation is to make sure that no sitting positions is critical. Whether you are sitting on a chair or the ground, doesn't matter. Make sure that back is straight. Why the body should be straight? This is called ancient wisdom. It's been taught. Simple here, I'm just repeating them. No, it's not something new that I invented. It's already been taught. The body is straight according to the instructions. The channel is going to be straight. Out of these 72,000 channels, you don't need to worry about to know them, but it's already here in our body. But out of that, there are three main channels close to the back. Close to the back. If we sit straight, so the body straight, then the channel is going to be straight. Then the energy will run through smoothly. That's the whole point while you sit, Sit straight. So then the cushion, if you are doing some meditation on a daily basis, then cushions should be like this. That's called concentration cushions. And here you call meditation cushions, but I think that's okay to call. But actually, according to the instruction, that's called concentration cushions. Like a little bit like back, a little bit like this. Why? Because it will help you to prevent some kind of pain in your leg if you're sitting there a long time. Okay? So you can learn there's like 7 sitting positions how to sit properly when you do meditations. Nobody says we have to do meditations. When we do, we should do it well. Otherwise, why we do? No reason. No. So it's not, I don't think it's part of the mandatory to come into Kadamba Center that you have to do meditation. I don't think so. It's up to us. If you want to do, so probably better to do it well. If you want to cook, so better to cook it something that is delicious. anyway. So now then, sit, straight, comfortable cushions, comfortable body, comfortable mind. That's critical, comfortable mind. You cannot meditate if you are angry. You cannot meditate. Your mind has to be also, comfortable, okay, comfortable. So with that, so then use your left hand, first. So then blow your left nostril, inhale, long, slow. Then when you inhale, you count, that's one. But there's 3 sets. Each set has 3 breathing. When you inhale, that's one. It begins with inhale, it ends with exhale. Inhale, that's one. Exhale. Inhale, that's 2. Exhale. Inhale, that's 3. Exhale. The first round is finished. Okay? So we'll do it again. Okay? With left hand. Like this, long, slow. Yeah. So this first round. Then the second round, use your right hand, same finger, block your right nostril, inhale long, slow. So this second round. Second round. So now from the both nostril, same inhale, exhale. This is called 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, so 9-round breathing meditation. You can teach your kids, you know, so no, like, you don't have to say any prayer. You just sit there, simply, you know, do that 9-round breathing meditation. So purpose of this meditation is to eliminate the wasted energy that's been stuck into our channels. So now the question, how this energy get wasted? Because thinking so many things, you know, not able to pull all this mental energy into one object. That's how this energy can be wasted. That's why probably mind is not calm, not peaceful. That's according to instruction, that's what went wrong. So now that leads back to the definition of meditation. You know, meditation means making. No, sometimes people say, oh, meditation means, you just sit there and do nothing. Just misunderstanding of definition of meditation. Meditation means you sit there, comfortable cushions, comfortable physical, physical posture, comfortable mind. That's critical, comfortable mind. We cannot meditate. You can call meditation, but it's not really meditation. Mind has to be comfortable, means has to be positive, okay? So that's critical, because it says every one of those texts translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan begin with Sanskrit. That shows, you know, this is not made in Tibet, it's like come from India. So they use this similarly. Every meditation must begin with positive attitude. Similar like the text begins in Sanskrit. That's what's been said in the instructions. So it's very critical. So we talk about, you know, mind, body, spirit. Mind, body, spirit. So I asked this morning, what's the difference between spirit and mind? So I said this morning, I asked these questions. So before you ask me, so I ask you, so they're trying to avoid. one way to do is like ask you ask first, so they didn't know. So yeah, it's partially serious. You know, so what's the difference between mind and spirit? We say body, mind, body, spirit. So needs to think about, okay. So body, you know, so like health. So much has been said about health. So much has been said what needs to be eat, what how to exercise, you know. So the kale play big role in there. Kale play a big role, you know. So yeah. So anyway. So now I'm becoming close to Kel. So I have no big distance between me and Kel. So I don't like Kel. So now, you know, slowly, with very little choice. So then, you know, eating Kel a little bit. So it tastes okay now. I think it tastes okay. When you cook, I think it tastes okay. So anyway, body, you know, so America, we have everything to maintain health. We have every resource that you can possibly imagine on this planet. We have everything here. Mind, spirit, you know, so very little that available in the store. You know, we have the biggest mall, shopping mall in the world. I've been Europe, I've been Australia, everywhere. They don't have this big mall like America do. So, but when you look around, you know, there's many, like aisles of chocolate. That's called Desire Realm. But when you look around, there's very little, there's really nothing for mind and spirit. I'm still not sure what it means, but you know, I just use these words. There's a mind, body, spirit. So anyway, so then meditation become important, very important. You know? It's not just important, it's necessary to well-being of body, mind, spirit, okay? So now meditation, so that's like, sit there, do nothing. That's not like this misunderstanding of meditation. So now the definitions in Tibetan Buddhism is like meditation is making yourself familiar with something that you have not been familiar. So that's why this nine now breathing meditations. Huh? So now, what I call happy life, healthy life, meaningful life. There's many different, you know, names, you know, happy life, healthy life, meaningful life, all of that. So now let's back to the six professions. Now there's practice called six professions. Number five is called concentrations, profession of concentrations. Number six is a profession of wisdoms. So when you look at that piece of teachings, when you look at it very closely, it says, Samde Chishi. Concentrations makes calm, peaceful. Not talking about body, it's talking about mind. That's the only reason why you concentrate. No, this is also sake of knowledge, okay? Sake of knowledge, how you say, sake for knowledge. Yeah, because I'm hoping that you will learn, that you will share, you know, why you concentrate. Simply, you know, everybody likes to have calm mind, peaceful mind. I do too, probably you do too. Come from, like, I thought maybe, you know, eating chocolate probably makes me calm and peaceful. So you go to any store, buy all kind of chocolate, you eat all. So I say, you eat, but it turns out that's not the real solutions. No, so maybe like, anyway, no, we do all kinds of things, you know, like to make. So now, this is new, probably for you, this new approach. But in the ancient teachings, the teachings, it's already been there, concentrated. So that's why, then you know, how you do that. Oh, it's good to, for a beginner, it's good to begin with counting your breath. Count your breath. So in this case, no use finger, just exhale from your mouth, inhale, one, that's one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three. No, so then you can count typically 21, 7, that's the number been set. You can count 30, 40, 60, see. That's the way to stop. Another thought. You think something really, how you say, precisely. You penetrate, you concentrate. That's the way to. Only thing you are thinking about is this book. That's all you are thinking about because you are trying to put all your mental energy into this book. That's what you are thinking about. That's the way to cease another thought. It's not that simple. You just sit there, think nothing. That sounds great. But how you can do, it's not easy. So, you think something, you know, deliberately, voluntarily, you think something, no, you watch something. In this case, breath. Out, in, that's one. Out, in, that's two. In the beginning, you know, you may end up, you know, like doing this kind of little force. There's 21,000 breaths been taken throughout the day. 21,000 breaths in and out been taken throughout the day. I never count. So maybe that's true or maybe that's not true. I never count. Could be true. 21,000 breaths, according to teaching, that we've been taking in and out. Out of that, how many we are aware? In my case, zero. None. So, when you then do this, you know, with the meditation, then at least you are aware how many breaths have been out, how many breaths have been in, you can count. Whole reason, the point is to, you know, make your mind calm. Then please try. See if that makes your mind calm, peaceful. Or maybe you can think something, could be color, could be flower, could be tree, could be waterfall, could be something, you know, you just think. No, like object can be various, you know, it can be, you know, then like walking meditation can be watching your feeling. And some people, they watch their mind, that's more difficult. That's more, much more difficult, watching your mind. It's not that easy. So people take different objects, you know, form, visual object, sound, you know, anything. In this case, breath. Okay, so then try that. Then it says if you can count without distraction, means without losing your count. If you can count that 21 times, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, so you try that. Breathing meditation. Then what else I've been said? What else? So this is Groundhog class. It's only been happened. One class already been done this morning. Supposed to repeat everything that's been said. Namtok, that's the word in Tibetan word. Namtok is, you know, like one person that this morning said, like chatter. Or maybe like self-made stories. But that includes in Namtok, but Namtok is much more bigger than that, okay? So this breathing meditation is where to cease that, where to cease that. So then, so then, you know, like SPC, spiritual coordinator, requested me to talk about generosity, practice of generosity, because this month is, you know, because it's a big part of your culture, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know. So in Tibetan, we don't have Christmas, we don't have Thanksgiving, but New Year is a big part of the holidays, the annual holidays, the New Year, you know, New Year. Yeah, so much energy been spent preparing for New Year's, almost like 2 weeks before New Year's, house has been painted. If you owe something, you've been trying to pay that off, trying to start New Year with new year with new life, basically new clothes. You wear new clothes. That's the only time you wear new clothes. So clean everything, all the house. That's how New Year has been celebrated in Tibetan communities. You clean all your house, paint, you know, so then everything has to be looked new. New clothes, new house, means paint, everything. That's, I think, in my hometown, people take showers probably once a year. That's the New Year. New Year's Eve, I think people don't smell, because the weather is so cold, it's like 14,000 feet or 15,000, so cold. When you look at them, you know, they're clothed, you know, especially the kids, from here to here, you know, so when there comes something, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of built up. Sorry to say, it's can shine, you know, it's like glass. Anyway, so the New Year Eve, the mom has a lot of work to do. Mother, because you know, if there's a lot of kids in my family, six of them, you have to shower them, you know, them, but in the cold, you have to boil the water, or it's like nightmare. Anyway, so people, you know, like, take everybody in the town take showers. No matter how hard they have worked for that, they will take, manage to showers, you know, before New Year's. Anyway, so this, you know, here, the, this month is, you know, all about giving. So then I would like to talk, maybe say a few words about, you know, generosity. So it's not about just giving money or possessions, you know. Generosity is much more bigger than that. It's not just physical giving things. I just want to know, I just want you to let know how the generosity has been defined in the Buddhism. Okay, so maybe it will help. So that's the out of six professions, that's the first one. Number five is concentration. Number six is wisdom. Why wisdom? It liberates. Means it frees you from difficulties or you need understanding. You have to understand certain things, you know, so then that's the way to free yourself, no, so understanding, okay, or called wisdom. No? So I came here 1997, now almost like 15, close to 15 years. No? 1997, I came here, first time I came here, 1997. At that time, it's not here, it's somewhere else, not very far from here. Small office building in the basement. Probably just like it probably, Kadamba Center doesn't exist before 1992. That's just idea. No, that's probably Dr. Brown is here, so a couple of people, they're thinking, oh, it'll be good if we can start from one meditation center here. They just thought. So then slowly, this, you know, small group of people managed to start the center there. So that's when I first come here, that's where they're meeting. 20 people, that's the minimum, maximum is 20 people, then 15, 5, 6, 7, like that, you know, many, many years there. So that happens because of a result of people's dedications. You know? Not one person, it's a group of people. They put, you know, because of their dedications. So then slowly, you know, like, especially when it's like raining season, when it rains, it kind of floats in the office, you know, it smells very bad with all the carpet. But people, it smells, but people smile. People have smiles. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, desperation there. So slowly, move here. It's not because of me, no, because of collective dedication effort. Because of now, so now we please, you know, just, it's nothing new, but, you know, simply trying to remind you, when you look around here inside the building, everything this happens because of us, not because of one person, you know. So then what I said, you know, right from the beginning, when I first came to this country, so I made it very clear, my position is to come here, mumble. Act like Mickey Mouse, say some Mickey Mouse talk. So that's my, I say, position is to give class, teach class, that's all. Besides that, everything, paying bills, you know, getting buildings, all money has been handled by board. I have nothing to do. I don't have any control. I don't want to get involved. I'm not involved. So this has been totally run by, you know, group of people here. Every year they elect, you know. So this happened, you know. Bottom line, this happened because of your, you know, dedications, you know. So something to rejoice, okay? Every one of you, when you look at here, every program that run through this learning institutions because of your participations. When you look from outside, from the building, stoop and everything, all this, and the children programs, Everything has been grown because of collective effort. This is the result of our effort. Our effort. So time has been invested. Thought has been invested. So much energy. You know, it's not just money. It's not just money. It's complicated. What we call Tibetan Buddhist money is called, there has to have karma. It's not just money. You know, so, yeah, people have, you know, like you can, it's not just money, it's much more than that, you know. So, anyway, so then there's something to rejoice, you know, something to rejoice. Very good community here. Overall, from the broader picture, very harmonious communities. You know, we may not feel that because we've been here quite a long time now. When people, they come out of state, another state, so they said, they told me many times, so they feel very good. That's exactly is our goal. So when people walk in, they feel safe, they feel secure, they feel good. That's our contributions, our contributions. It's not just my contributions, it's our contributions. That people feel like that, that's wonderful. So that's our, you know, like a result. So now, generosity also, then I will say a few words about that generosity. Lü Dang means body, Lü Dang, longer possessions. Tisum Getsa means it says the virtues of three times. Okay, virtue, make sense? Virtue, three times. That means virtue of past, present, future. So when you dig deeper, the word virtue, what it really means, it means positive thought. Positive thought. It's not the books, it's not the mala, it's not virtues. It's not a book. It's coming from within ourselves, positive thought. That's virtues. So now positive thought of past, yesterday, positive thought of today, positive thought of tomorrow, all of that. Lü Dang, longje, tisum, three times. Geta, there's no like the virtues. I don't know. Sinjir, this, you know. So then you are sitting here, mentally, you are thinking, you know, my body, my possessions, my positive thought from yesterday, my positive thought today, my positive thought of tomorrow, I will transform that. If somebody needs food, I will just imagine that becomes like food, and I feed them. You know, if somebody needs clothes, I will transform that into clothes. So this is all done in the mind, you know. You become perfect into generosity, or generosity is the first one, the patience, the second one, the six perfections. You become generosity, perfect in generosity mentally. You know, just imagine. So then, you know, when you become good at that, then it's hard or difficult not to give. Positive thought. It's all, you know, according to Mother Teresa, it all comes down on serving other people. That's all. Serving, you know. So, it's like all comes down to giving and serving. So, Mother Teresa, she does qualify to talk about that because she's giving all her life for poor people. You know, so she is perfectly qualified to say something about that. So you are sitting in your meditation questions mentally, my body, my possessions, my three-time positive thought, I will transform that into somebody who needs food, that become food, and I just give them. Without attachment. So then also I want to know, I will request you to read what Mother said about giving. I don't remember, you know, so, but I read many times, not, you know, remembering, but, you know, there's so many quotes from Mother when it comes to giving. You know, so this, I think, is very inspiring. So if you read those, it will help, you know. So in this, you know, special holidays, you know, there's so many gift has been exchanged, receiving, giving, you know. The mother emphasizes not much about what you give, It's like how you keep. So that's very important. Now, these people, they really know how to be happy, peaceful. They know exactly the meaning of meaningful life. They know exactly the meaning of happy life. They know. She knows that very well. Then she probably has presented that very well throughout her life. Whoever think of a mother, is always give them some kind of inspiration, regardless whether you're Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, atheist, so all kinds of people go there. Mother cherry house, doesn't have, some of them are not even believe in anything. They just believe in her work, what she does in that, in Calcutta. So, that's how you become perfect, into the practice of generosity, So then, the longest, I think, we remain on this planet, there will be problems. So, there will be beggars who begs, So, the being perfect in the generosity doesn't mean, eliminate all the beggars. That's like complicated. Because it's not just, one cause, because it's very complicated. So why some people beg, why some people become rich, why some people are poor, why some country has war, why some country has no rules. When you look at throughout the world, everywhere there's so much problems, so much sufferings. It's not like, it's not, the solution is not that easy. It's from a Buddhist point of view, what is called is like karma. So collective karma, individual karma, there's so much involved, so much. So this is, I think, and also what Shakyamuni Buddha said, he said, I don't remember like whole sentence, but whole quote, I remember, if you know what I know about power of giving, then something. Because you read that, It's actually related to the food. Food, the rest of the sentence is about related to the food. So that can be replaced. Doesn't have to be food. So, in this, like special holidays, it's all about, giving. So then you have gift, you have gift so much to these institutions. Because of that, now you see, so give, you give energy, you have positive thought, so. Anyway, so then, small problems will be here because, it's not easy, when you work together, so things doesn't go the way you want to go and your feeling get hurt. So then as a believing in, the qualities of compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. So we need to learn, we should learn, or we must learn how to forgive. So it happened here. It's just, So that means, applying in day to day life, applying, the forgiveness, forgiveness. So we need to look at from the broader pictures. Everything's done here very well. And sometimes, little things happen, So then, it's okay because we are not enlightened. I'm not enlightened. I'm not Bodhisattva. My feeling gets hurt. Somebody says something, then my feeling gets hurt. If I hold on that, and I will suffer more. I just need to learn how to let it go. Let it go. So forgive, Okay? So then, I think that's all I want to say. If you want to contribute a little bit about giving, this from the Buddhist point of view, it's not just material giving. When you really think about that, giving, then this kind of meditations, Lüdan Longje, first you train verbally, that means you repeat this word in your mind. So that's one way to train. Then when you become so good at that, then it's hard it's hard or difficult not to give. You know, when you think about meaningful life, it's hard not to think about preciousness of your life. When you think of meaningful life, so, and you know, especially like Bodhicitta, when you think about Bodhicitta, when you meditate on Bodhicitta, it's really hard not to love other beings, not to love. It's hard. It's very difficult. So through our life experience, it happens, like, you know, there is a moment in our life that we felt it's hard not to give. It's hard not to love, that you witness something. At that moment, you kind of felt like this. It's hard not to give. It's difficult not to give, you know. So there's no fear involved. That you really want to give something, you really want to help. So then, you know, it makes sense, you know, like meditating on Bodhicitta. It's all come down according to Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Shakyamuni Buddha, Jesus. All according to all their core message to serve, you know. There are people that mean like uncared, unwanted, unloved. What we can do, we can give them love. You just know. Even not face to face, like talk to them, but mentally, you just sit there, just send. You know, you transform your body, you transform your possessions, you transform your positive thought into, that's why there's mind training takes, you know, thinking, oh, this whole ground is like my body. I'm so good, so happy that people are using it. It gives you tremendous, you know, inner peace. Simply just sitting in your room, you get so much within your heart, you know. That's how it's been, you know, practiced, okay? I think that's all I want to say today. So then, I hope that you had wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you have wonderful Thanksgiving. And wish you, probably see you again a couple of times before Christmas, and wish you all the best, the preparation for Christmas. It's not probably easy, you know, like probably kind of headaches to going buying things, figuring out what to buy, what not to buy. So, I am free from that. But I send you, you know, positive thought and say, then please read what Mother said about giving. Probably will help you. Okay, yeah. That's all. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So then we'll say some dedications. So.
Yes. If you turn to the page sheet on the back of the in the prayer book, we'll read the dedication. okay, and while we're reading the dedications, I'll say read the prayer list first. You're welcome to come up and offer a kata to Geshe-la. Prayers for a happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Venerable Losang Chodron, Faye Egu Havel, Dina Epstein, Perry Hunter, Jamie, Jesse German, Dwight McKinney, Charlie McClam, Judith Wormser, Buddy the Cat, Pixel the Dog, Teddy the Dog. Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Verona, James Lillig, Sarai, Timothy Powell. Prayers for health and well-being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turkey Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jesse Abdraman, Jim Barnes, Lilo Cardarelli, Beth Cruz, Herb Cunningham, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne and Bill Epstein, Estelle, Richard First, Diane Buzz Fleming, Ghazale Ghazalan, Mildred Gooch, Nikki and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kalinka Petkova Ivanova, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Nelson Mandela, Tom McGinnity, Gul Mustafa, Nancy, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Aunt Polly, Grant Richardson, Liz Rothfeld and family, Robert, Eileen Lubin and family, Dr. Albert Sons, Rosemary Cease, Andre Smith, Lobsan Tubden, Aunt Barbara Tai, Steve Wakefield, Dion Washington, Carolyn Watts, Dorothy Wirtis, family of Judith Wormser, Wynetta and family, Dorje and Cotto the pigs, Mariposa the cat. So now we can say the dedication prayers on the pink sheet. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Thank you. Good to see
in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snow land teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. And now let's chant seven of Green Star's mantra for Geshe's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.